Hi, I'm Adam Parker, Chief Executive of RealWire. Just a few thoughts I'd like to share on the results of our research into the use of multimedia in press releases. We didn't expect to find that a large proportion of stories included multimedia, but we did anticipate the figures would be better than they were. Only 1 in 50 releases included content other than a picture, or content that was hosted on a social media platform. This does seem on the face of it to be very surprising, given the acceptance over the last couple of years of the importance of the online world and social media in particular. It appears to suggest a silo mentality when it comes to storytelling, with press releases still being seen as a traditional media relations tool, and digital and social media being seen as something completely separate. And yet, all a press release was ever meant to be was a mechanism to relay a story from one party to another. It's just that for most of its life, it has been limited by available technology to the written word and in later years sometimes a photo as well. So perhaps it's the format and even the name itself that is part of the problem. The social media news release was invented effectively by Todd Defrin as a way of tackling the issue of format. By including multimedia elements and social media bookmarking and other elements of the online world. But its own moniker is possibly a barrier as well, with people thinking it's only about communicating with social media communities. In reality, the majority of stories that people talk about will actually end up in all the elements of the fragmented media world we now live in. So maybe we should just be talking about media releases, and then ensuring that the format and content we use is selected based on the communities we are trying to reach, and not be hamstrung by a standardized approach. But this still doesn't address the issue of creativity. In a digital world, why are we still limited to just text on a page? Even if we are only trying to engage the journalist community and not bloggers or consumers, does this mean that multimedia content isn't of interest to them? After all, it is through verbal communication that we've been telling stories for the longest time, and in the internet age, this is something we can all now do. We're hoping that the research will start a discussion amongst the PR and media communities about why we seem to be limited in our approach to storytelling. But for our part, we think it could be related to a variety of issues. Obvious ones like cost, of course, but also areas such as planning and collaboration between marketing content producers, and perhaps a lack of investment in skills around content creation itself. If you have any questions about the research, please feel free to contact me on adam@realwire.com or via Twitter at @adparker. Thanks for your time.